102-105. We're not halfway there. We're almost there. 2 weeks from today is Christmas Day.
What?
And there's a lot of folks that, other than a prayer or two, that's all they've got to try to get through Christmas and make it through. And we work our Mason-Dixon Christmas Wish Fund magic. But it takes a lot of magic from folks that are out in the community and out in business world to help us keep the funds coming in so that we can keep them going out to families in need. And one of those, we were just talking about this a minute ago, it's been 13 years that the Optimist Club of St. Pete, and Nancy's been coming in here to bring us a check every single year. Mm-hmm. And it's great, Nancy, to have one, to have you back, two, to make you get up this early.
Thanks a lot.
But to get a great job done, and tell everybody again, because we've got a lot of new listeners from year to year that come in and out to know how all of this works. What do you guys do to raise money to help us for our Christmas Wish Fund?
Well, first of all, this is our tradition with you.
Right.
No doubt about that.
And it's wonderful to see you every single year.
It's been really great. This year, we did a spaghetti dinner.
Mm-hmm.
We did it on the 15th of September.
Okay.
And getting donations from the different companies can be difficult sometimes, but they gave this year like you wouldn't believe. I got 49 donations myself.
Wow.
And we made a little over $1,500 this year, which was cool.
Yeah.
And, of course, we turn around and give it right back to the schools for the kids and that. One of our things that we do is oratorical contest and spaghetti and essay contest.
Mm-hmm.
And our winner got a $2,500 scholarship.
Wow.
Which was cool.
And when they call them Optimist Club, there's a good reason for that. They do some amazing, amazing work.
And we had a young fella, he's 13 or 14 years old. They do the golf outing, and he won. So he got a chance to go to Palm Beach to the GPA down there.
Wow.
But the parents didn't have the money to really send them all. So all of our clubs in the area, the downtown club, the St. Pete, the breakfast club, we all gave money, and he went down there, and he participated with 75 other kids in his age group, and he came in ninth.
Wow.
Good for him.
Yeah.
That was awesome on his part. And he says he's got to practice his chipping a little bit better. We basically told him, watch out, Tiger Woods. You got
some. I'm coming.
Yeah.
Well, so we certainly hope so.
Yeah, so to make kids happy and whatnot and be able to help them and help the schools with buying supplies and that and giving them money, too, is a big thing. But we have something special coming up.
Okay.
In March, the 23rd to be exact, we're celebrating our 95th anniversary. We were started in 1924.
Wow.
And we're going to have an open house at the Clearview United Methodist Church at 45th Street and 38th Avenue North. And we're asking people, come on, we're going to supply them with food, free. And we're going to have some raffles and a 50-50 thing.
Well, be sure that just ahead of that, a little bit ahead of that, make sure you contact Andrew and I so that we can promote that and get as many people there as possible to help you celebrate that big, big anniversary.
We would love that.
We'll be happy to do it for
you. Because it's a big thing. It's not every... We're the oldest club in the Southeast.
Wow.
Of the United States. So that's not bad.
No, that's not bad at all. So, and every year they come in and help us out with Christmas Wish.
Mm-hmm.
And?
Which is what I exactly have.
And here is $500 to help us help out a family or two to make Christmas special and to make something happen for the kids.
Nancy, thank
especially
you.
Especially a family with kids.
Yeah.
You know, that's our motto.
That's what it's all about.
Yeah, friend of youth. That's the motto of the Optimist.
Well, God bless you and thank you. And we look forward to that big 95th anniversary coming up in March.
March 23rd.
Be sure you let me know. And certainly thanks to all the Optimist Club St. Pete folks that have put this together.
And if nothing else, I do want to thank all of the businesses that donated for our spaghetti dinner, because that was awesome.
Yeah, it sounds like it was.
It was.
We will see you again next year.
You betcha.
We'll do it again. Thank you so much for helping us out.
I'll be 75 then. Oh, my God.
I thought she was 49.